usual interest, which is haram in Islam, which is strictly haram. It's a major sin, because usury and interest is a sin which develops negative quality, stinginess, bukhl. How? Because when someone knows that he can earn something on giving debt, so why does he help someone? So now that habit develops with the passage of time, and it reaches till that extent that even a father doesn't give his wealth to his son without interest, and son doesn't give his wealth to his father without any return, without usury, without interest. As I think, our Islam brothers, the people who are listening to me, they know better than me that this habit and stinginess have been developed among people. And now in many countries where usury and interest is very common, so they have reached that extent. Now the father doesn't give his wealth to his son without interest. If he is in the need of wealth, so he can take that wealth from his son on interest. So now the relationship has gone. So Allah Azza wa Jal has described the punishment of consuming, eating usury. He stated, الَّذِينَ يَأْكُلُونَ الرِّبَا لَا يَقُومُونَ إِلَّا كَمَا يَقُومُ الَّذِي يَتَخَبَّطُهُ الشَّيْطَانُ مِنَ الْمَسِ ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَالُوا إِنَّمَا الْبَيْعُ مِثْلُ الرِّبَا. Till the end of the ayah. Those who consume usury interest will not stand up on the day of judgment except like the one who is possessed by an evil spirit, devil, making him insane. That is because they said, trade is also like usury. Trade is also like usury. And that is not the case. Trade is not like usury, and usury is not like trade. Because أَحَلَّ الْبَيْعَ وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا. Allah has made trading lawful and has made usury unlawful. Allah has made usury haram. Allah has made that unlawful. Allah has forbidden from usury and interest. So that is the open commandment of Allah. In open words, Allah has described this commandment. And then again and again, Allah has reminded the forbidding of this sin. فَمَنْ جَاءَهُ مَوْعِذَةٌ مِّنْ رَبِّهِ فَانْتَهَا فَلَهُ مَا سَلَفْ. Now Allah is describing that for the one on whom guidance has come from his Lord and he refrained from it, what he has taken in the past is lawful. Mean whosoever receives this guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal regarding usury and interest, he must abstain from that. He must leave that totally. He must totally remove that from his life. Never come close to that when the guidance from Allah Azza wa Jal has come to him. And really, that should be the character of believers. That should be the character of a Muslim. When he comes to know that usury and interest is haram and strictly forbidden in Islam, and Allah has made that haram, وَحَرَّمَ الرِّبَا, Allah has forbidden from that, Allah has made that haram, Allah has made that unlawful, so then what should be the character, what should be the deed and conduct of a Muslim and believer? He must abstain from that. وَمَنْ عَادَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. But those people who doesn't care, who don't leave taking usury and interest, so then what is their abode? Allah said, فَأُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ. They are the people of hell. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. They will remain in it, in hell, for a long period. And if they consider usury halal, so then they will remain in it forever. Because whosoever considers usury to be halal, he is not Muslim. He is out of the fold of Islam. So that is the evil of usury in Islam, and that is the commandment of Islam regarding usury. So what is the condition and what is the thinking of our fellow Muslims to whom we observe around us? Openly, the banks, they are running their system on usury openly without any fear and fright. The people are earning and they are taking and they are receiving and giving usury without any fear and fright. So where are the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jal? They are believers. I am addressing to believers. If you are a believer, so how can you do that? Your Lord is commanding regarding that. Your Lord is forbidding you from taking usury, giving usury, taking interest. But even then, the people are committing. How strange and how means unimaginable for a true believer. The people, after listening to the commandments of Allah, they are still committing the same sin. What is that? Allah Azza wa Jal said, يَمْحَقُ اللَّهُ الرِّبَى وَيُرْبِي الصَّدَقَاتِ. Allah destroys usury and gives growth to charities. Who survives on usury? So Allah destroys usury. And who gives his wealth in charity? So Allah grows that charity. Allah grows that charity. And then those people who abstain from that, because that is a very essential part of piety, to abstain from sins. So abstaining from usury is the main part of piety. So Allah Azza wa Jal mentions the reward, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَأَقَامُوا الصَّلَاةَ وَآتَوُوا الزَّكَاةَ لَهُمْ أَجْرُهُمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ وَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا يَحْزَنُونَ. They have reward with their Lord. There won't be any fear for them, and they won't be grieved. For those people, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, and this is one of amale saliha, good deeds, to abstain from usury and interest. Then again in the next ayah, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us regarding the same matter. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَذَرُوا مَا بَقِيَ مِنَ الرِّبَىٰ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. O believers, fear Allah and forego the remaining usury if you are believers. If you are believers, leave usury, abstain from usury, refrain from that. So how open words could be said other than these? As Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us, ittaqullah, fear Allah, wadharu ma baqiya min ar-riba, and forego the remaining usury. What you have to receive in future, forego that. Forego that. In kuntum mu'minin, if you are believers. If you are believers, so that is the demand of your belief, to refrain from the sin. So we must think about this sin if someone commits that. And then Allah Azza wa Jal announced the war against those people who commit this sin of usury and interest. So Allah Azza wa Jal said, فَإِن لَمْ تَفْعَلُوا فَأَذَنُوا بِحَرْبٍ مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. And if you do not act upon this, then be certain of a war with Allah and His Messenger. Look and think and ponder upon that. Means how harming and how horrifying warning is this, that be certain of war with Allah and His Messenger if you do not act upon the commandment of Allah regarding usury. So we can make the people understand, we can convey the message of Allah to you. Now it's upon the people, it's upon you, whether you act upon or you do not act upon, as Allah Azza wa Jal has described in this place.